Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The cafe is open daily from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and for dinner, Thursday to Sunday from 5.
The Rock has got the Rona. He took to Insta to let fans know that he and his wife and his two little girls had tested positive for coronavirus.
This has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family. And for me personally too as well. And I've gone through some doozies in the past. I've gotten knocked about and got my ass kicked a little bit in the past with some challenges, but testing positive for COVID-19 is much different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted or even being broke. I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are on the other end of it. We're on the other side. We are no longer contagious, and we are, thank God, we are healthy. And we've gotten through COVID-19 stronger and healthier.
Someone else who's reportedly tested positive for COVID-19, halting the production of The Batman, is Robert Pattinson.
What?
Warner Brothers Studio released a statement that a member of the Batman production had tested positive, and word from around the street or from Vanity Fair is that it's the Cape Crusader himself. I'm Batman.
The 1990 movie The Godfather Part 3 might have earned 7 Oscar nominations, but it was hailed by fans as the weakest link in the gangster trilogy. Fans call it a stinker. So Francis Ford Coppola has gone back to the editing room and yesterday announced he'll be releasing a re-edited version of the film, complete with a new beginning and a new ending. The new film's title will be Mario Puzo's The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone, and will be out in cinemas in December. Love it.
Ewan McGregor has filmed a new 11-part docuseries for Apple Plus TV called Long Way Up, which follows him and his best mate trekking around South America on a 21,000K journey, all on electric motorbikes. Long Way Up drops on Apple TV September 18.
I've been dreaming of doing a trip through South America for years, but life got in the way. And now I've decided to do the trip with my best friend, Charlie Brumman. We'll ride 13,000 miles from the southern tip of Argentina all the way to Los Angeles.
150 miles every day is a long way to go.
And if that wasn't enough of a challenge, we wanted to see if we could do it on electric motorcycles.
I think it's the future, electric.
You'd be the first people to go this distance charging as you go.
Oh my God, it's so great, isn't it?
Can't wait for that.
And the second trailer for James Bond's No Time to Die has landed and it looks epic. This will be Daniel Craig's last time as our suave spy, with Rami Malek cast as the ultimate villain. The trailer also reveals that Bond 25 hits cinemas in November.
Fate draws us back together. Now your enemy is my enemy.
His name is Safin.
And what does he want?
Revenge. Me.
When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of you.
There's a young lady in Santiago I want you to meet.
You're late.
She's a disarming young woman.
I get why you shot him.
Yeah, well, everyone tries at least once.
James Bond. We both eradicate people to make the world a better place. I just want to be a little tidier.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.